Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome to the Laptop Empires Podcast featuring Mike Yanda and Bobby Hoyt. Sit back, relax, and learn how to make a crap load of money online.
I will fire clients.
Look, I'm just trying to stay married as hell.
Listen, man, if they can't sell without paid traffic, they sure as hell can't sell with it.
We always forget what we're talking about. Must be the wine.
I will earn that money back and destroy him.
Dude, if your internet's going to be boo-boo this entire time, I'm going to be mad.
Howdy and welcome to the Laptop Empires Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Yanda, here with my business partner, Bobby Hoyt. And today, we're going to do a little day in the life. Day in the life of the Bobster. Day in the life of a full-time blogger. Yeah. You know, Bobby, I feel like we get so many questions about, like, what do you do as a blogger? Which I'm curious about myself because I don't always feel like I know what you're doing over there. But we get these questions about, like, me with the agency. And I think people are just curious, like, what does it look like when you do this kind of thing full-time? So we're going to peel back the curtain and we're going to start with me grilling you with questions about being a blogger.
I'm ready. What do you want to know?
There's
so many places to start. You know, the funny thing is, like, you wanted to do this episode and I was like, crap, I really have to think about, like, what I do. Because I don't know, man. I don't know if you're like this. I just wake up and do stuff. Like, and I don't always plan it out real well. I mean, I try to sometimes if I'm overwhelmed and I have a ton of stuff to do, but I just kind of, like, go. And then all of a sudden I'll look up and it's like 5 p.m.
Yeah.
Happened in the entire day. So, but I'll try to deconstruct some of this stuff and figure
that
out.
That definitely happens. I know, you know, we're recording right now while the baby's sleeping and, you know, it's almost noon. And I know that we're going to get done with this and then we're going to eat lunch and then I'm going to knock out one thing. And next thing you know, my wife's going to be coming home with my oldest and I'm going to be like, what happened today? What got done?
Right.
Like, that's pretty typical, especially if something happens for us and we have to have a meeting or, like, a conference or go back and forth on Messenger. That can really derail a day if something, you know, goes wrong or we have to discuss something. So, things are productive, but they take time.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
well, I'll go ahead. I'll guide you through it because I have some ideas and I think I can provide some structure for this, like look into, you know, being a blogger. But before we do, I want to kick things off and say, if you are interested in being a blogger, if you have not started yet and you want to get started, you know, you need to check out Launch That Blog, which is our done for you, completely free service on, you know, that helps you set up a blog and it allows you to get started without doing a single line of code. It's very simple. We've got a link here in the show notes. You go to Launch That Blog, you sign up for your hosting, you pick your domain. I mean, that's really all you got to do here is you got to pick your domain name. What's your name going to be? You know, what's your laptopempires.com? What's your millennialmoneyman.com? You're going to pick that out. You're going to fill out a very simple survey. And then, you know, the team, the Launch That Blog team is going to take care of the rest, have it all set up and sent over to you. There's even really nice video once it's all set up from our developer on how to, you know, customize and make the site look the way you want with a very easy to use drag and drop free theme. So if you're getting ready to start, you want to start doing a blog and start making money on the side in that way, check out Launch That Blog. So Bobby, I think for me, you know, what I really want to see is a full-time blogger. I think it's different for everybody and there's also different types of blogs, but let's just start with, you know, the meat of a blog, which is the content. Like, what does it look like? What do you have to do to make sure you're getting content on time, you know, from planning that to scheduling it to, like, can you just walk us through that process of getting content up 3 times a week the way you do?
Yeah. So I've kind of gone through different parts of different versions of this process over the last 4 years, probably. You know, before I think we started working at Laptop Empires, it was just kind of like, I didn't really have a schedule, a plan or anything. I just kind of wrote stuff whenever I could, I guess. But unfortunately for me, like that was something that was not a good idea because I would always procrastinate to like the last second. And I'd be like writing content before it came out on Monday. And it was stressful. I remember being so stressed out about content for a long time and I didn't feel like it was very high quality. I didn't feel like it really helped my audience very much. So I went through that process like the early part of last year. Then I started doing Asana which kind of changed pretty much how I do everything with Lenny Money Man. So at this point now, the way that I kind of structure it is I will plan out a month ahead of time and I'll do all the keyword research, you know, cause I'm really 2019, 2020 and moving forward, SEO is going to be one of my big focuses because I've got the Facebook ad traffic thing down. I've already experimented a little bit with Pinterest traffic and running campaigns for that. And Pinterest is so similar to Facebook that if we wanted to really go after that hard this year, it would be very simple. So SEO and Pinterest is one of my things that I'm trying to really focus on. But so I'll do the keyword research and plan everything in a month ahead of time. And that's been really helpful because that kind of allows me to really focus on the things that need to go up on the site, get the content done, and then get it over to my editor, Ariel. And that's kind of the other part of the process that I've added. I have an editor now. And Ariel like kind of keeps me on track too, because she's like, hey, you know, I need this article. Hey, you need to schedule more content on the calendar and that kind of stuff. So she really keeps me moving. So that's really been a good thing.
She's amazing.
God, Ariel's the best. yeah. And so that's pretty much it. That's been the process now. And the content coming up on Millennial Money Man is it's a lot different than it used to be. It's a lot, it's more just focused on more nuts and bolts kind of stuff. And what I found used to, I would have to be in like this really creative place to create content. And because it was like always very introspective and I was always like talking about my story and my journey and all that kind of stuff in the actual blog post. And now I've shifted that to where the blog posts are just informative and they're more designed to just deliver information. And now I deliver a lot of the more personal stuff in Facebook group
in your posts.
Emails. And yeah. So that's actually been really cool though, because that allows me to kind of, one thing I think I have done well is I've kind of connected with my audience and built a lot of trust there. And this allows me to still do that with the Facebook posts and with the email strategy, while also creating content that's going to do well with Pinterest, do well with Google, and drive more traffic over the course of the year. So it's changed a lot. I've just had to become more organized. And that's something that's been a problem for me because I'm very type B. I'm about as type B as you could probably be. And that was always something that held me back. But I've pretty much forced myself at this point to get more organized because I had to. You know, when you start to have people working for you, honestly, I don't even know how many people work for us at Laptop Empires anymore. I mean, it all blew up so fast. But I've just found like I just had to become more organized and I had to get this thing figured out to where I had a content calendar and I had a schedule and I have to, you know, if I want to scale the business. So that's kind of how that, all of that works now. And it's really non-stressful now, to be honest with you. I don't feel stressed about any of the things that happen with Millennial Money Man. And I should have said too, like on the back end of it, after Ariel gets done with editing, it goes to Rachel and Rachel uploads the blog post. She selects the featured image for it. Now she does all the hyperlinking and then Mel, my other assistant, she reads it over as soon as it's posted just for any major errors. And she knows how to go in and like fix any big, you know, if we missed a typo or whatever in the editing process or something like that. So, once it goes to Ariel, it's pretty much, I don't touch it anymore. And then I just do more of the promotion, like the email part of it and the Facebook group posts and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And I know that's freed up like a whole lot of time for you to focus on the growth aspect of the blog and the strategy and that kind of stuff. So I know since you've started implementing it this year, I feel like your stuff, everything is getting better. Like, you know, you're more efficient, have more time, less stressed.
Like, yeah. Really, oh yeah.
I think, you know, so a lot of bloggers right now, they're getting started, they're creating their content, you know, so I'm curious a little bit about like what your process, you know, has been, like how you've done your writing from, I have my piece of content, my idea, I'm knocking out one article, like is that like a whole event? Or, you know, you always talk about like you have these creative bursts, so like when you're feeling the vibe, like when that flow is there, are you writing multiple, you know, things? And then just kind of like where you found success, because I know you like coffee shops, so like is that, and then I know even like you've even told me like you've got writing music. So I mean, can you just kind of describe your approach to writing a little bit for us?
Yeah, it's changed as I've gotten better at it. It's honestly, everything's easier now that I'm producing content that is going to rank for Google, because it's a pretty simple roadmap. So that I don't have to be in a creative place necessarily anymore, but I've always, anything I write, whether it, my entire career, pretty much, like if it's been an email, Facebook post, or a blog post, I've done it in the morning. And the morning has always been my creative time. That's when I'm able to like really crank stuff out. And I used to go to coffee shops a lot. I don't do that as much anymore. I'll tell you, the process of offloading, the process of actually uploading and editing the blog posts has freed up so many hours for me. Like, I feel like, and I didn't realize how much time I was spending on that stuff before, right, until I hired other people to do it for me. And I was like, that has made, I don't even know how many hours I would spend per post, right, editing and then uploading and selecting the featured image and cropping it and hyperlinking and all that stuff. So I don't feel like forced to be in a place where I have to like create a creative space for myself anymore, because I just have more headspace. But the morning is usually when I've been able to do that kind of stuff. And it's just all a lot easier now. I can do the content creation part of it has become very simple for me. So yeah.
No. That's interesting too, because when we first started the podcast, we were doing a lot of evening recording, and we would like hop on here with a glass of wine or, you know, a little tumbler or bourbon or whatever. And we would just kind of have a good time and record. And then as my kids change, like as their age and their behavior changes, which happens like every month or two, it feels like. Yeah. But as their behavior changed, we went, okay, we can't record at night, because we had too many times where someone was banging on the door, or, you know, my poor wife was trying to handle the boys by herself. And like, you know, I'd be like, oh God, everybody's screaming at each other, I got to go help. Like, and so we shifted to the morning, but like we did one recently in the evening. And I remember both of us were just like fried. And you were like, man, we do so much better in the morning. And so I think it's interesting that like mornings work so well for you. I've found, like for me, this is total sidebar, but I've found that mornings are really effective for me when I'm up early. Like sometimes like I'll wake up, it'll be like 4:30 in the morning, you know, something like that. And I'm just awake and I crush it on those days. But like if it's not that, then morning is not a good time for me. Whereas I tend to have a lot of clarity and productivity in the evening. I've always been kind of a night person, like from 9 until midnight, like great hours for me. But even now, like I can't do that right now, because if I don't go to bed, Cooper will know I'm awake and he won't go to bed. Right. So that doesn't work. But I think that's interesting. And I think for a lot of content creators, like you've got to find that time that's your time. You know, everybody's got like a superpower time, and you need to put your most important work, which I think as a blogger is what you're creating. Like you need to put that in that time. Yeah. So big projects, writing, whatever it may be. So, okay, cool. And then, well, so when you write stuff, just kind of as a last piece with that, like, did you always write like one piece at a time, or have you batched things?
I've never been good at batching. I wish I was. It's just like, I don't know. It's easier now to, you know, I was going to say this, the editing process with Ariel and with Rachel, like I don't have to source like images and do alt text and do, you know, a lot of those different things. So there's a lot of things that are kind of like added to the post that I would have spent a lot of time doing. And now those things are kind of getting taken care of, and just making the post, I guess, better and special. Those were things that was like, I don't need to actually go and find like a screenshot of Mint versus Every Dollar. You know, I don't need to go like do the screenshot. Like I can have my editor do that, or I can have Ariel do that. So that's kind of freed it up too. So like, I feel like all, like any writing that I do for Millennial Money Man is very formulaic now, and it's easy. Like when I do an email, you know, like emails take me like 5 minutes at the most to write now. Facebook group posts at the most take like 2 minutes, you know, so everything's just faster than it used to be. So that's pretty cool.
So my next question is like, after creating the content, because really that's what the whole business is. It's creating, producing the content.
Right.
What is the next thing that you're putting your focus on?
Just content delivery to the email list and to the Millennial Money Man community. That's really where I focused. I don't focus a whole lot on the social media stuff anymore. Mel, my personal assistant, she does all the social media for Millennial Money Man now. So like if it's, you know, she'll take the blog post, she'll schedule it, she'll put it in Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff. My thing in where I've kind of realized like my superpower is right now is delivering content via email, because that just comes very natural to me. Like just figuring out like, how do I write an email that tells a story, tells a lesson, and gets people to content. So that's been really effective. And it's actually been cool because I've been able to kind of grow the relationship with my email list kind of exponentially, I think, right, just over the past year. And that's been awesome. And then I'll do the same thing, and I'll take the post and I'll create like an email style. I mean, the way you write a Facebook post is a little bit different than email, but it's not a whole lot different. And then I'll deliver that in the Millennial Money Man community. So, it's really, yeah, in the mornings, when a blog post goes live now these days, like I'll look at the schedule and be like, hey, what's going live today? And I go, oh, it's this one. And then I'll craft an email, and then I'll put together a Facebook post and send those out. And, that's pretty much it for the content delivery part of it. But that whole system now I feel like is really well oiled. I don't have to think about it very much. And I actually enjoy writing the emails, and I enjoy writing the Facebook posts. Like that's one of the most fun things I do, because it allows me to kind of be, I don't know, myself in those emails and be like funny and be, you know, I don't know, just have fun with people.
Oh, you think you're funny?
People tell me.
No, I'm kidding.
No, you do.
Your emails are great. Like, I mean, you really are. It's where your personality shines the most is your emails and your Facebook posts.
Yeah.
And that's good, because it not only is it engaging, does it drive traffic, but like that's how you build that relationship with your audience.
Yeah. It's, you know, I worry about it sometimes though, because I've had people in the last like 4 or 5 months tell me like, they're like, yeah, I like your blog post a lot, but the emails and the Facebook posts are like almost better. And I'm like, oh crap. You know, like that's not really the goal. But, you know, I feel like when you're trying to create content, it's something I always struggled with. When you're trying to create content that just ranks in Google or it's like a listicle post in Pinterest, like it's harder, I feel like, to inject a ton of your personality into that and also check off all the boxes that you need to check. So I right now I feel like I'm in a really good place, like balance wise with all of that. But I'm just like, you know, I guess people just like it. They like the Facebook posts and the emails, but it scares me a little bit sometimes when they say stuff like that, because I'm like, ah, man, like I need you to click through to the site, not just read the emails. But
I think that's more of a compliment on what your emails have turned into in the last year than it is on the blog posts.
I hope so. And it's been effective.
Still really good.
yeah. Absolutely. But it's just like, I don't know. Yeah, I think it is a compliment. And the cool thing is, I really feel like I'm very plugged in with my email list right now, for the most part. Mm-hmm. Like yesterday, I did a book promotion for Grant, you know, and I'd never done a book promotion before. I'd never done a book giveaway. And the whole promotion with the email list was just like, hey, you know, my friend is doing a book. You know, if you want a signed copy, I've got 3 on my desk. I'll send it to you. And here's how you do it. Go purchase do a pre-order of the book through this link. And we had like 100 people do it yesterday. And I was like, man, like I'm getting to the point where I can send an email out and like people are actually going and doing the things that I'm asking them to do, which is kind of weird. But it's really powerful. It's like, man, if I can sell 100 books with one email, you know, what else can I do? And so that's what's been really cool. And the same thing with the Facebook posts and that kind of stuff. Like it's been really effective.
Yeah. And you know, we talk about sales, but there's so many things that we can do. And I know like you and I have talked about like, how do we give back to causes that we believe in and stuff like that. And you know, something that we have not done yet, but I think we should 100% do is when there's opportunities to say like raise money for a cause or something like that, you can create content. And if you're good at email marketing, then you can actually use your emails and be like, look, if you go make a donation to this cause, we're going to give you XYZ, and you can kind of create that bribe. But it's one of those things. It's not just about, you know, making money. It's about being able to move traffic because of the relationship you've built with the list. And before we kind of move on, I just want to say, if you're listening right now and you want to learn how to do this, at the day after we record this, so tomorrow, but before this goes live, Bobby's actually doing a live training inside of our coaching community called How to Drive Traffic with Email Marketing. And he's going to break down and show what he's doing with his emails and like how to do that. And so what I want to do, because I think it's really relevant here, is we'll make it available. You can sign up. We're going to have an exchange here. You're going to have to join the email list. But if you join the Laptop Empire's email list, you opt in below. We'll send you the recording to that training and you can kind of learn more about that. So be sure to check that out in the show notes. So, okay. So you've got the content, you've got the distribution. I think I want to be very quick about this and move on, but you said like, you don't focus as much on social media right now, but because, you know, Melissa's handling your social media helps with that. For those people that don't have the team to leverage in the way that, that you and I do.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on social media? Your quick thoughts and recommendations for using, let's say, as a smaller blogger that's a solopreneur, you wanting to use social media?
Well, I think you just have to focus on what's actually going to move the needle. Because I've had a lot of people that have asked me questions and they'll be like, hey, you know, I'm trying to grow my Instagram following. Or, hey, I'm trying to grow my Twitter following. These are all things like, maybe not Instagram, but like Twitter. I was like really focused on Twitter in the beginning and my Facebook page and all that kind of stuff. And I have quickly realized that those things are the least important, probably out of everything in the process. I think your content is the most important. I think your email is like 1A, being able to deliver content via email and sell via email. I don't even do a whole lot of Twitter because it's a lot of noise. There's a lot of drama in the personal finance blogger sphere, whatever. Like there's always people arguing about stupid stuff. And I'm like, okay, I don't need to put my energy there. So my Twitter is more of just like an authority builder because it's got like 16,000 people or something. So it's people look at it and they go, oh, he must be like a legit blogger. I don't really focus on Instagram other than just like the fun stuff. I actually use Instagram for fun and I just do the stories. But Mel is about to start taking over the actual Instagram posting and hashtags and all that stuff and getting organic traffic there. But when people are like, hey, I want to grow my Instagram following, I'm like, why? Because you don't get much traffic from it. You know, it's a closed loop. They want to keep people on Instagram. They make it very hard unless you have 10,000 followers. You know, you have the swipe up thing, but it's in the story. And how many people, you know, what's the click-through rate on that? And how, unless you have hundreds of thousands of followers, I'm imagining it's probably not a whole lot of traffic. So I think those things are not as important in the beginning. I think, you should, like I said, focus on email marketing, focus on putting out great content. And if you do those two things, and maybe lead magnets, because that's something that I kind of, but that kind of goes hand in hand with email marketing. But if you focus on getting great lead magnets on your site, you do those three things, you're going to pass up a lot of bloggers versus focusing on like tweeting every day or, you know, putting out an Instagram post every day. Those are just my thoughts. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think so. I think that that's, you know.
I agree. Personally, yeah. You know, we had this conversation yesterday where we were talking about laptop empires and like what our presence should be on social media. And I think I asked you the question of like, do we even want to put any of our effort there? And we were talking, we're trying to figure out what's the balance of leveraging our team to grow in social media and to promote the content and stuff, and then just not putting our time, effort, and money into it at all. You know, like, and that's something we'll have to figure out. I'm sure we'll share our thoughts on here as we figure them out, but it's definitely something we debate with. So if social media, if creating the content, distributing the content, building the relationship, or email marketing, if those are the focuses, and we're saying, okay, put less time on social media, what other things are you focusing on as a full-time blogger? Because I know there's a lot of different things you do. So what are some of those key things that you're doing to grow Millennial Money Man?
Well, I mean, really right now I'm digging deep into SEO. I mean, I've got plenty of traffic that comes from Facebook. I think it's ultra effective. We both believe in it, but I'm at the point where I'm like, okay, we've got these proven products. We've got, you know, affiliate programs that work. We've got some lead magnets that, well, the launch that blog lead magnet, I think is spectacular. And then I'm creating another one that I think is going to be really good for 2019. So it's like, I've got all these things that are working and now it's just like, I've got a store built is the way I kind of think of it. I've got this like incredible store built and it's profitable. Now I just need to get more people in the store. And so that's, you know, for me, it's like, I'm going to really focus on things that I haven't focused on, which SEO is the big one. Because you can just get massive traffic and I actually have a pretty good backlink profile just because I've been on different news sites and stuff like that. But I need to focus there. And I never did because I hated it. I hated writing stuff for it. But now that I've been able to kind of put my personal touch on the emails and the Facebook posts and still have it in the content as well, but maybe not quite as personal as I can get on the emails. Now I'm like, okay, I can focus on Google and really, you know, do well there. And the other thing I'm trying to do is Pinterest. And I've never I've always tried to offload that task to somebody else. I've tried to get like my wife to do it. I've tried to hire people to do it. And I'm just at the point in my business where I've got everything running really well. And I'm like, I need to finally put my hands on that and like really get into the Pinterest thing and do well with it, because I know there's a lot of traffic to be had there still organically, but also paid as well. And so I'm like, those are my big focus at points, you know, Google, Pinterest, that's what I'm going to focus on in 2019. I've got everything else pretty much solidified as far as how right. I do it. And so that's the big things for growing the site. And then as far as just, you know, other ways to build the business, sponsorships, I'm doing a lot more sponsored posts. I've had three big ones this year so far. I made more in the first month with sponsored posts than I made all of last year. And it's just because I took the Making Sense of Sponsored Posts by our friend Michelle. And that one kind of gave me like more of a roadmap of like, here's how we actually can get more sponsored right. posts on the site, and negotiating a media kit and all that stuff. And it's really actually a pretty simple concept, but it works. And so I've been able to land three really big ones. And so that's been another thing. So it's going to be more outreach, and I'm kind of, Mel is going to be kind of working on outreach to companies and that kind of stuff.
Right. You've had a lot of success. I can look at how many more eyeballs, impressions I can do for you targeted, you know, around, you know, your area or your ideal demographic or whatever. And that's allowed you to charge a whole lot more. And our students are using that now too, because we started teaching it in Facebook ads for bloggers. So I think that's a big, you put those things together, Michelle's course and ours, like that's what you're doing. And it's obviously had a huge impact.
Yeah, no, that's been big. And I think the cool thing about that is what I love about the Facebook thing and just using, you know, amplifying the content, you know, that's how the advertisers say it. It allows you to not have to kind of like hit your list with it. Like it's way more effective for me to do a sponsored post on Millennial Money Man, put it on the site and then sponsor it, spend a couple $100 and sponsor it and get a ton of eyeballs on it that are actually relevant, than it is to like create a piece of sponsored content and send it out to my email list who may or may not care about that particular thing.
Right.
And so that's been really cool, because like I've basically told companies, like a lot of times I don't include an email blast because I don't think it's particularly relevant. Like I had a company, a bank in Houston that was opening a bunch of Houston branches and they wanted an email blast. I'm like, well, what's the point in that? Because all we're doing is, like, I don't even know how many people on my list are from Houston, you know? So like, what's the point? So I was like, well, why don't we do this instead? We'll just do 10 mile targeted radiuses around all of the banks, and we'll just run targeted traffic to the asset, the post that I created, and we'll do that. That makes way more sense. And they were like, yeah, cool. And so then we were able to like hit 37,000 people with an ad and get like 78,000 impressions for like $400. So that to me and to them and to the advertiser makes a lot more sense, because a lot of time they're blindly throwing money at these posts and hoping that a lot of people look at them. Whereas now I can go, hey, we're going to do this strategically, and I'm going to get you the most bang for your buck so you can turn around to the company you're working for and tell them that you got targeted eyeballs and targeted impressions, and it's more valuable. So it's kind of a win-win. So I've been focusing on the sponsored post thing a lot. And then, you know, outside of that, when it comes to the blog and just day-to-day stuff, the other big task that I have is just going through emails. Like you get to a point where you get a ton of emails every day. And Mel is she filters out all of those emails for me, but there's still a list of like usually somewhere between 5 and 10 things that I have to respond to as soon as I wake up in the morning. So I, between like content delivery and emails, and like negotiations with the sponsored post company or the companies, whatever. That takes up pretty much all of my day until noon. And then after that, it's like I'll eat lunch. I might wrap up some more stuff. You know, that doesn't even count like the Facebook, like going into the Facebook group and interacting and all that kind of stuff. That's kind of a constant thing that happens throughout the day. But then it's more, I guess, in the afternoon, I feel like I'm more focused on Laptop Empire tasks. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's pretty much it.
So you have kind of that is like a schedule then. That was kind of my next question, where you're like in the morning, you're focusing on Millennial Money Man, writing emails, you know, responding to people, all that kind of stuff. And then you transition to Laptop Empires. So do you like reserve a part of your day every day for, or certain days of the week for like projects? like the needle moving kind of things in the business. Like we talk about working on the business versus working in the business. And so I feel like a lot of that stuff is just like keeping the machine rolling. But what about the stuff that like helps you grow or develops the business to make it better?
Yeah. A lot of that, man, it's hard to say because we have so many different things going on. I feel like a lot of that actually happens on Saturdays for me because I wake up quite a bit earlier than my wife does on Saturdays. She likes to sleep in. And so I can usually get a lot of stuff done if I have a project. Like I'm looking at this lead magnet thing that I need to do for Millennial Money Man. And that's actually turning into kind of a beast of a project that I want to get done in February. And it's probably going to be a lot of that is done on probably the weekends, I guess. I don't know. I'm not really sure yet, but I feel like Saturdays I get a lot of stuff done. Even Sundays sometimes, like I don't like to particularly work on Sundays, but like, especially during football season, like the game will be on or something. Like I'll be watching a football game and I'll be kind of working on just various random projects. So, you know, it's not to say that I work all the time anymore, cause I've actually cut back on the amount I work now. Like I feel like I've got a pretty decent like work-life balance thing going on, but I just kind of find time when I can for the bigger projects. And it's not really, I don't really like have a set time. I don't know. That's a good question. Cause I don't feel like I have like a set, like here's my hour for project time. Cause my brain doesn't work like that anyway. I can't do that, but I just try to find pockets of time when I can during the day. And then, yeah.
Cool. So I just kind of want to like to wrap things up. I just kind of want to summarize and make sure that I'm hitting everything. So for you, like being a full-time blogger now, I think one thing that you probably didn't mention is like, there's all the stuff around finances and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. Is that something that you just kind of look at once a month? You're just looking at as you notice it, like how do you handle that briefly?
I always look at it. Okay. So it's just like a constant thing. Like I'm always, it's different for Laptop Empires. We basically sit down once a month and do all of our numbers and stuff. Mm-hmm. For Millennial Money Man, I'm a lot more plugged in on it. And I'm always like in the business bank account and like looking at different stuff. And you know, that it's more of just like a constant stream of conscious sort of thing where I'll just check in and be like, I wonder about this, or, you know, how much is on the business credit card, or how much is this? So I'm just kind of checking whenever. It's getting more complicated though. That's the one thing I will say. Like I've been a full-time blogger for 3 going on 4 years now, but I feel like the business side of it is massively more complicated than it used to be. And so that's the one thing, like in 2019, I want to get even more strategic and just even more organized about everything, because it's really easy when you have a bunch of people that are working for you and I'm hiring another person this week. And I want to scale ad campaigns and I want to do all this different stuff. Like if you're not careful, it can get away from you, and you can find yourself in a position where you're just like, wait, I have that much on the business credit card. Like how the hell did that happen? You know? So, and I think that's a common thing for every business owner as they go through kind of the growing pains, but I've had that all figured out for the past several months. But I remember in the summer, there was a time where I was like, I like panicked about the business. Cause I was like, I don't know some of the things that are happening in the business right now. Like how did I get to this point? So that's something, it's like, you gotta like focus and be more organized on the finances and keep your kind of finger on the pulse more throughout the week. And so I've been doing that, and also just trying to figure out where I can cut expenses. Like I'm trying to look right now. I'm like, it's the beginning of the year. I mean, it's February, but it's the beginning of the year. I'm like, you know, everything's in a great place with the business. Like cash flow is good. Like things are awesome, but like, I'm still looking at, okay, am I paying too much for this thing? Do I really need this service? Is this a thing I can cut back? You know, what do I have the team doing? Can I divvy up their responsibilities better? Can I do a better job, become more efficient? So those are kind of the bigger picture things that I'm thinking about now. Cause it's like everything else with the business and how it runs, I feel like is going really well. And now it's just like, how do I scale this from good blog to just like Millennial Money Man itself doing 7 figures a year. And then like, you know, how do we get Laptop Empires to that next level? And you and I have been talking about that for a while. And now Coral's starting a YouTube channel. So now it's like the next, there's like another layer of complexity that's added onto the whole thing. And it's like, how is that going to fit in with, cause there's business expenses there and all that. So yeah, I mean, it's exciting. I never would have thought 4 years ago that I'd be in this place where I have like all these people working for me and like all these projects and all these things in the air. And like, even I remember when I had $3,000 in my business banking account. And that was like the most I'd ever had. That was like several years ago. And I was like really excited about that. So, and it's a lot different now, but it's just, it's crazy how much these things can grow, but I'm just trying to keep up with it, you know?
Yeah. And I think it's something you grow, you evolve, it changes all the time, you know? No, really, really interesting conversation. And I hope a lot of the blog, we have a lot of bloggers that listen. So I hope they enjoy this kind of peek behind the scenes. So what I was, before I thought of the finance thing, what I wanted to do was just put a bow on this and kind of be like, okay, here's how, what I got out of this to make sure you go, yep, that's right or wrong. So it sounds to me like when it comes to creating the content, scheduling the content, you know, the whole process of writing to publishing is pretty scheduled now. And that's like, it's pretty scheduled in a daily and weekly format. Same with the emails. Like you've got content coming out Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So you've got emails that are being written and published Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So all of that is pretty scheduled.
Yeah.
Is that correct so far? Okay. Then all the other things that you need to do, I feel like you make it sound like there's two kind of overriding things that you're looking at all the time, which is your traffic and list growth. Like you're always looking at that and like, how can I do that? And that comes your big focuses. So like you said, the Facebook stuff is very good. The SEO is naturally pretty good, but now you're really trying to put a focus on the SEO and even using Pinterest to diversify your traffic sources, which will have an impact on your list building. And then the other is like, how do you increase revenue? And so you're looking at, how do I get more sponsored posts? How do I improve my affiliate revenue? How do I improve my display advertising? Because we didn't talk about that, but I know you're testing between AdThrive, MediaVine, all that kind of stuff. So you've got the regularly scheduled stuff, those things you're always focused on in the traffic list building. And then on the other end of the like improving your revenue sources, and then everything else, it seems like any other project, it's just kind of like when you can find a pocket to work on doing those things, whatever they may be, from creating a new lead magnet to a new course, to a new email sequence, to website design, like it's just whatever you've prioritized for that week. Is that about right?
I think that's all about right. I think at this point, like my main focus is traffic growth because it's the same thing. It's like I've got something that's working, so I just want to scale it. You know, the easiest way to do that is just get in front of more people. So yeah, I don't know. I'm sitting here, I'm trying to think of like, if I was a new blogger listening to all this, I would be like way overwhelmed. So I do just want to say for the new bloggers, I remember exactly what it was like when it was just me and it was just me writing content and trying to figure all this stuff out on my own. But I think if you focus on what I mentioned earlier, creating the best damn content that you can and focus on learning how to distribute that and through email and grow your email list. Like if you do those two things, you're going to be successful and you're going to make money. If you focus on like everything and you know, you try to like grow every following you have and like every whatever, you're not going to be as successful. Like you're just going to burn out because there's too many things to do. And you got to realize like, I've got a ton of people that work with me now. So it's a lot easier for me to focus on many, many things at once. So just focus, just keep it small, keep it niche down to like the things that are going to move the needle, which is awesome content, email marketing, and you'll be good to go. Hopefully.
Once you've mastered those things, then you add one piece at a time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Easy. Easy. Awesome. Well, everybody, I hope you enjoyed the episode and a peek into kind of a day in the life of Bobby as a full-time blogger. Next episode, we'll be doing day in the life of an agency owner, me. So we'll kind of turn the table here and take a look at what that looks like, going from freelancer to once again, having a team and managing all that with a lot of, you know, paid clients where we're doing done for you service type work. But make sure, please do us a favor, go and subscribe. And we've got actually some really exciting news, right? I always say like, you know, subscribe, whether you use Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, whatever your platform is, we are now on Spotify. So Laptop Empires is officially on Spotify, makes it super easy. If you go on a Spotify right now and you search Laptop Empires, you will see the Laptop Empires podcast. You will see the Laptop Empires playlist, which is an open playlist that Bobby and I have created. It's about 100 songs that we listen to while we work. And so you can actually go and check that out. That's our work playlist. And you'll also find some episodes of other podcasts that we've been guests on and that were on those. And so there's two in particular, I think, but there's a couple on there. So go check it out on Spotify. Tell your friends about the show. And, you know, if you're interested in starting a blog of your own, you got to check out the Launch That Blog service, completely free, done for you. We'll get it all set up for you. And then you can go about customizing it and making it look pretty in the way you want. But we'll get it all the way up to where you have a nice theme that's free and it's drag and drop, and then give you training on how to use that drag and drop to make it look the way you want your brand to look. And you're also going to get a whole bunch of resources that Bobby's created, both video and written guides on how to be an effective blogger from day one. Those resources are super valuable, so you can get those when you sign up for Launch That Blog. And then also, you know, if you're interested in learning more about how to drive traffic with email marketing, we'll have that training available. You can opt in for that below. And that's it for today. We will see you next episode. Take care. You've been listening to the Laptop Empires podcast with Mike Yonda and Bobby Hoyt. For more information and the resources mentioned in this episode, go to laptopempires.com/podcast.
We out.